Was it a difficult with the injuries playing next to some different guys?
I think that's just kind of the mentality of this team. Next guy up, the next guy that's going to come up and play. And you saw it today. I mean, every guy went in there, and we had no offensive linemen sitting on the bench. Everyone was up and playing. I think that's just a testament to the leadership we have and the way guys prepare week in and week out.
What was Coughlin's message after that? Did it get emotional at all in here?
After the game, or?
Yeah.
I think we end the season 7-3. We start out 0-6, so it's a lot of what ifs now. It's like I wish we could go back and start. I still have six games to play them over again, but obviously you don't. So you got to take the positive from this season and just keep getting better and keep playing hard. And this is going to be the fuel to the fire. I mean, we definitely feel like we can win a lot of ball games. So just go out there and when we get to OTAs, just start all over again.
How do you judge your personal performance in your first year in the NFL, Justin?
I think it was a little bit inconsistent for the way I would want to be. I mean, I had some down games. I just want to be that guy that you can always count on. You know what you're going to get from him. And I think that's something that I need to do a better job being more consistent because, I had a couple games where I wasn't where I wanted to be.
You also had a different guy next to you. It seemed like every other week. Did that make a little bit tougher for you?
No, I think it's just a testament, like I said earlier, to the way this locker room is. It's the next guy up, and everyone is ready to play at all times. So I think whoever's in there is going to do a great job, and it was nice to have David Deal back again after last week.
Was there one part of the game you felt that you got stronger as the season went on, the footwork?
After the Chicago game, we kind of went on a roll. We won, I think it was 4 in a row after that. But, I feel good about where we're heading. I feel good about this team. I feel good about the fight that we have, and I think that never giving up is something that is something you can take away from this season. We're always going to go out there and fight.
You said it almost like you guys have come to expect it, but when you close the season and you look on the sideline and there are no more offensive linemen to go into the game, that kind of speaks to where you guys have been up front this year and how many hits you've taken.
Yeah, I think that you can't worry about going out there worrying about it. We have no one else left on the bench or anything. I think you got to go out there and just play hard and play for your brothers. I mean, we went out there today and we played for each other. There was next guy up, and I think a lot of guys went down today, and hopefully everyone's, healthy. I don't know. I haven't heard anything. So the offensive line-wise, we're just going to go out there and fight, and that's something that I'm always going to do as long as I'm a New York Giant, is go out there and fight for my teammates.